What up, and welcome back to Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. And with that, let's get into it.
Front!
Trying to throw, Jones caught it. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Yeah! Great job!
Snap to Kirk, here they come. Got to get rid of it. Lob for Mooney. Caught! 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta! Fourth and one.
And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my gosh.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game.
What up, what up? Back at it with another episode. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. I will be flying solo today. It's a little hard. Like, I've done, you know, salary cap stuff for like 2 years. Not that many people really know the behind the scenes of the salary cap stuff. It's very hard to learn and hard to realize what's going on in front of you. For today, I'm going to be using the website called Over the Cap. I've used that the last 2 years. It's Jason something. Does a really good job of that website and keeping up to date. I'm also going to talk about a little bit about the combine and then kind of just stuff that's going on around the NFL. As I'm recording it, it is 4:12 Eastern time, 3:12 Central time, the time I'm on Tuesday, March 4th, and there is a lot of news in the NFL, and it's over the next week. I mean, obviously, college basketball is very big, especially if you go to the number one basketball school in the nation, but the NFL has had a lot of stuff come out recently, especially today. I'm assuming there's going to be a lot more after this is posted, and obviously, there's going to be a ton next week. Free agency will start next Monday at noon Eastern time, so that's a lot to go into. We'll talk a little bit about the combine. And kind of what some people heard from the combine. I think the biggest story that upsets me the most, I'll start off with what upsets me, is how much hate Shedeur Sanders is getting. Personally, is anybody in these meetings, looking at these meetings, does anybody know what's actually going on? I don't get the hate for the Sanders family. I really don't. Is it just a successful family that gets hated on that's finding major success, and Shedeur is a elite player, and to be drafted this high, which will he be drafted, is a massive honor. I don't think he's going to slip in the draft just because I think some teams will take a quarterback. I don't think the Jets will pass on him or the Raiders. I think if he falls to Vegas at 6, the odds of Vegas passing on him are very, very low. And, you know, Deion did this in the 90s before he got drafted to Atlanta. He did not take meetings or interviews with teams because he knew he was going to be drafted before he got there. It's just a waste of his time. And it's just the way the Sanders family has been. It's always been in that spotlight. I think that's a lot of hate, and I don't agree with it at all. I think Deion's going to be a good – or not Deion. I think Shedeur is going to be a good player. And I think if he has some personality and some swag, I think he's an overhated Jalen Hurts. Like, if Jalen Hurts got a ton of hate, I think that's what Shedeur Sanders is. And guys, hate him. I hate this Shedeur guy and all this stuff. I think Shedeur will be a solid player. He's getting picked high for a reason. One PFF guy didn't even have him in his mock draft. How do you not have Shedeur Sanders in your mock draft? I think Cam Ward's always kind of been my one. I think he's been this one in this draft. I don't think it's that great. I mean, obviously, every NFL draft class is great. I think we're going to look back on this draft class and say this wasn't the best draft class we've gotten in a while. And it's not a great free agency. So it's kind of one of those weird years of just kind of a dead year. I mean, last year was probably one of the most exciting drafts we've had in a while. We had, 6 quarterbacks in the top 12, and I think 5 of them are going to pan out. I don't think we know about J.J. McCarthy, and I think that's going to transition in what I'm talking about next. When you draft a quarterback in the first round, your Super Bowl window automatically is open for 7 years. I'll give 7 years. Because it's a guy on a rookie deal. And those 2 years, if you extend them, are going to be very low the first 2 years of his contract. Obviously, the fifth-year option is going to be high. It's going to be like $20, $30 million. That's a steal, though, if you got a Jaden Daniels. Like, the Washington Commanders is very, very open, and we're going to talk about them next. I don't get extending Sam Darnold. I think, obviously, you know, J.J. McCarthy sat for a year, but he tore his Achilles, so he automatically had to sit for a year. And in the NFL, today's day and age, I think a lot of teams are scared of losing and not winning Super Bowls. They're more scared of losing than winning Super Bowls. I'm going to give examples. I think the Vikings right now, if you re-sign Sam Darnold, it's a Baker Mayfield deal. I don't think Sam Darnold will get you to the championship. I don't. I really don't. I think the Rams are a great team, but I think, you know, losing to them, I expected the Rams to win that game, but how their season went, they should have done better. And I think that Detroit Lions game automatically killed Sam Darnold because the Detroit Lions, he missed so many throws. He missed three or four throws. It's a high-pressure game that's on the road. I get that. But a good quarterback goes into Detroit, makes a couple of throws. They're not going to still win that game, but it's going to be a lot closer of a game. The Vikings right now are sitting at the seventh most cap space in the league. And effective cap space, they're sitting at fourth. So this team is in a great position with J.J. McCarthy to win games. And how this roster is designed for not the quarterback to make different decisions, but to have a pre-made decision, kind of like the offense you're seeing in Denver. I don't think bringing in Sam Darnold makes sense at all. I don't. I think J.J. McCarthy, let him roll the next 4 years. You got a number one receiver you're paying. You got a pretty good defense. A head coach caliber defensive coordinator. And then you have one of the best coaches in the league, who I believe just won the coach of the year. He just won coach of the year. So I don't think they're going to fall off. I think, 15, 14 wins is very unrealistic. Again, with a very tough division, this game better. And I think to take you over the hump, I'd like to see J.J. McCarthy. And he's very young. I get that. And, you know, it could be the Aaron Rodgers thing where you let him sit for a couple years. If I'm giving Sam Darnold a contract, I'm making it where it's the Geno Smith contract, the Baker Mayfield contract, and kind of like the Daniel Jones contract, except of 2 years, you're cutting it down to one. And by years, I mean after a year, you cut him and you don't lose money. Like the Kirk Cousins contract was made for after 2 years, you cut him and you save a lot more money. This year, if they cut him, it's not going to be the best amount of money per se. I think Washington, you know, talking about Deebo Samuel, and I think finally people have realized with NFL trades is that when I don't think Deebo Samuel is worth a fifth-round pick on his rookie contract. I think Deebo Samuel is worth a fifth-round pick when you're paying him $18 million a year, because I don't think he deserves $18 million a year. So that's why it's such a low price. He'd probably end up being a fourth- or third-round pick right now, and he's still going to be a good player. I think, you know, a new team, a team with a lot of momentum, is a great spot for them. What I am a little concerned about for Washington is I'm all about spending your cap space. I'm all about spending your money. You know, and re-signing Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz, you know, I agree with. I'm not going all in right now. I think at some point the money is going to catch up to the Eagles, and I think the Eagles Super Bowl window is obviously open these next few years. I think at some point I would not get super spendy in Washington. I think the Cowboys are going to be a lot better team next year. Would have kept Mike McCarthy. I don't know why Jerry Jones did it, but he did decide not to. So it's very tough division, and the Giants are fighting for their jobs, and that's what I'm transitioning to again. The Giants matched the Rams, what Matthew Stafford wanted. He matched the deal. Like, they matched the money, and they matched the draft capital of what New York wanted. Stafford did that as a leverage to Los Angeles. Like I already, that graphic I made last week, I subbed out. Who did I sub out? Who was the third? I had Matthew Stafford in it, and then I had to sub him out because I knew he was going to stay in LA. Like, it was always going to be he stays in LA every single time. So it was not the best leverage move. I ended up adding DK Metcalf to Green Bay, which I don't think is going to happen. I think actually the trade chart that I gave out, I think the Kyle Pitts one, the Myles Garrett one, I think the James Cook one is actually very realistic. That's underrated. I got a lot of hate for the Jonathan Allen one from James McGarry. And then the Garrett Wilson one's definitely realistic too. I think I'll transition to the Jets. I would have kept Aaron Rodgers in that year. That's one of the best quarterback seasons you're going to get from a Jets quarterback ever in their history. Look at it. Look at the statistics across the board. The Buffalo game in week 17 was a tough watch. That was a very tough watch. But I think with a new coach and Robert Saleh getting fired way too early, I think the Jets should have kept both Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers. I think Davante Adams would have restructured his contract with the Jets. But the problem is when you get a new general manager, they want to do things their way. So now they kept Davante Adams, and I mean, they saved a lot of money, and it's really not that much of a cap hit. Now he's a free agent. So it's a very intriguing option to watch. And I think Aaron Rodgers should go to the Giants. I think they should have fired Joe Schoen and kept Brian Daboll, but they're both now fighting for their jobs this year. And the best way to keep your job is to show promise to ownership and win games. this Giants team has to win games. Now, I mean, there's no excuse. The Brian Burns trade, you know, for the Panthers, that's a high pick. That's a high pick this year in a very deep draft class. Not front-loaded, very deep in the middle. I think the Giants now wasted a pick on what could have been. I don't think the defensive line was a need for New York Giants. But, hey, Brian Burns got the contract he wanted, and that's what he wants, and he got out. What else are they going to talk about? Sam Darnold. I heard a lot of things about the Falcons. I don't think Kirk Cousins, you know, the Kirk Cousins can trade thing, that could just be rumors and all. Like, that could just be smoke. I think you're going to start seeing a lot, a very, very, not, yeah, coming up a lot is smoke. All this stuff is smoke. At the end of the day, the NFL is a business, and it's going to come down to trickery. And, you know, I'm tired of all these anonymous sources, like, Shadur did this, and Aaron Rodgers wanted to go to the Rams. Like, stuff like that. I just don't even listen to that anymore. I just listen to Schefter and Rappaport. So I guess what I'm trying to transition into is some of the off seasons that intrigue me a lot is Arizona. No one talks about Arizona anymore. And I'm fine with no one talking about Arizona. This team is the third most cap space, and they should have won the division last year. I want Arizona to make a couple splashes. I want, you know, the Titans last year were the team that went out and they spent money in free agency. I want Arizona to be that team this year. The Patriots got a ton of cap with a real general manager. It's not Bill Belichick with Tom Brady anymore. I want the Patriots to be aggressive. And I think the one thing that's very disrespectful, and we're now going to transition to that too, is the salary cap. Or not the salary cap, the franchise tag. And, you know, when T. Higgins gets this franchise tag, it's $26.1 million. Which puts him 10th in average per year. Last year he got $21 million. I think if you gave T. Higgins an $80 or $75 million contract and you gave him $50 million guaranteed for 3 years, I think he would have taken it last year. And I don't think we'd be in the same spot we are every single year of saying, hey, T. Higgins is getting disrespected with the franchise tag. And then another example of why guys want to get paid long-term is Saquon Barkley. That's a perfect example. Because Saquon Barkley, when he did that backwards hurdle over that Jacksonville player, said that he only did that because he is secure because he has a long-term contract. I think that's why T. Higgins is not on the field more. And I think that's why I don't agree with what the Cincinnati ownership is doing. Because your window's open. Your window's open. You have $43 million in cap. You have to pay Ja'Marr Chase. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. You have to pay Ja'Marr Chase. Trey Hendrickson, I think you got to pay him too. 11th at edge, I think you have to pay him too. Why not? Push money back. Joe Burrow, there is no void years on this contract. They finally added a void year and put $9 million. You know what the Eagles do? And you know what the Saints do is they push money back. The Eagles pushed a lot of money back. So does Dallas. Dallas pushes so much money back. It's insane. You're going to extend Joe Burrow later on in the future, and you paid him the fourth. You gave him the fourth biggest contract in the league. I don't get the appeal to not pay Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. The problem with Cincinnati and the difference between Cincinnati and Dallas and Philadelphia is Cincinnati really does not hit on the draft picks that aren't in the top five. We haven't really seen a Cincinnati player, probably besides Jesse Bates, but Jesse Bates was the high pick, come out and be a star with this draft, these high draft picks. Like, we got to look at who the Cincinnati Bengals have drafted in the last few years, and it's not been pretty. I think it was Miles Murphy. Let's see. Amarius Mims. One start. They had, I think, if this stat says number of years as a primary start. Okay, so we started. The second round pick, the third round pick, and the other third round pick didn't even start last year for the Cincinnati Bengals. Miles Murphy has never even started. DJ Turner, yeah, it's a solid pick. None of these guys are reliable starters. Cam Taylor Britt, yeah, he's kind of a reliable starter. That's really it. This 2021 class, I don't count the kicker in the fifth round. There has been a starter all 4 years in the 2021 class, and that's Ja'Marr Chase. They don't hit on these picks. They just don't hit. The 2020 class, they hit. Hell yeah, I hope you hit. You're picking number one and number 33. I hope you hit. And you picked a quarterback and a wide receiver. Those either hit or they don't. And out of the 2019 class and the 2018 class, nothing has hit for this team. It's too late. Like, they got to start drafting better. There's no excuse. Get the owner to stop drafting and let other guys draft. I think the other franchise tag, obviously, was the Dallas defensive tackle who got extended, which seems like a very team-friendly deal. But also Trey Smith. I think he's going to play on that tag. I don't think there's ifs, ands, or about it. I don't think T. Higgins is going to hold out either. Just poorly done deals. Let's see what else. I think, you know, I'll talk about the Falcons for a little bit. Why not? People love when I talk about the Falcons. I think Drew Dowman's going to walk. Am I mad about that? No. Let's see. Stat news. You know what? I think Drew Dowman's a great player. I think he obviously does really well with the zone scheme. I think availability. The best category, or I guess attribute that a player can have is how available are they? How much are they on the field? How often are they contributing? If a guy's sitting out half the year like Joel Embiid, he might be one of the best talents in the league, but he's not one of the best players because he's not on the field. I think right here, the last 2 years, 9 games and 14 games played. At that point, just pay Ryan Neuzel, the veteran minimum of $2 to $3 million to start at center. And I'm also going to go into the Falcons. People love to talk about the Falcons. What do you think about the Falcons? Well, I'll give you what I think right now. I think he cut Grady Jarrett, and it really hurts to say that, or he takes a pay cut, because Grady Jarrett's not worth $20 million towards the cap. If you're telling me you're saving $16 million by cutting Grady Jarrett, please, please do that. And if you're saving $14.5 million cutting Caleb McGarry, either extend him or cut him, please. I think the Falcons will be very frugal with their money early on in free agency. And, you know, you're hearing all these talks about Kyle Pitts has to be better, Kyle Pitts this, he has to be better. I think he's gone. Trade him for, you save $10.8 million, give a fourth-round pick for him. I would do that right now. If it's not a team really in the NFC, I would trade Kyle Pitts right now, which stinks because I have his jersey and I wear his jersey just because I kind of want to wear it before he's gone and I really can't wear it anymore, which, you know, buying the jerseys rookie year, I thought was going to be a great purchase. If Kirk Cousins was on this team, I think this team would be in an excellent spot. It's a very young roster. Like, this team is very young. I think cut Ray McLeod and save $3.6 million is ridiculous. But, you know, the Falcons are going to cut. They're going to cut Onyemata. They're probably going to restructure or cut Grady Jarrett. And they might cut McGarry, too. If you cut them right there, that automatically saves you $38 million, which puts you about $33 million over the cap, which gives you $30 million in effective cap space. And then when you look at the NFL draft, that's probably going to cost you about $10 million. So you can probably get one or two free agents in there, especially if you add a couple of extensions. So that's what I'm saying all about the Falcons. I think another intriguing one is Cooper Kupp. I don't get why you wouldn't want to trade him, and I don't know why Dallas would want to trade for him. He's got 2 more years on the deal, and obviously he's the 9th highest paid wide receiver. But when he's on the field, he's producing. He really didn't produce too well during the end of his time this year. He only played 12 games. 12 games, 710 receiving yards, 6 touchdowns. Plays 5 more games. He's way over 1,000. You know, he had a couple of donut holes in there, but that San Francisco game was really weird. So, I don't know. I'd trade Cooper Kupp, 32, time to get gone. I don't think Dallas should get him. I think that's more of a Brandon Cooks. And you let Brandon Cooks walk or cut him as well. The Colts is another interesting situation. What are they going to do at quarterback? And I'm going to transition into something after talking about this. I think I've heard they're going after Daniel Jones. That's what I read. That's what I saw on TikTok. So it has to be true, right? I don't know. Who's that guy on CBS? I think it's Rich Eisen. Always post something like that. I should have saved this video. Please say it's NFL on CBS. It was not. Oh, great. Well, I just completely forgot this TikTok I was going to say. But I think, you know, the Colts got to bring in a quarterback to compete with Anthony Richardson. And then when I'm going to transition into that about as well is why did Jalen Milroe not work out at the combine at all? Really? Anthony Richardson was the fourth overall pick because his measurables were insane. And the ceiling on this guy was insane. Why did he not work out? That's what I want to know. You run a 4.4, teams are going to be blowing up their phone about it. That's all I'm going to see this week. Now, Jalen Milroe ran a 4.4, and he was insane. And, you know, he didn't make a couple throws, but his mechanics are off. So, you know, he could go in the first round. Jalen Milroe could have gotten himself to be the three. And I think he was going to be my quarterback three, but it did not happen. And I think that's another point that I see a lot. And I was thinking about this on the walk home from class is I think Jackson Dart's the three in this class. And here's why. I think one of the things that used to be very, very talked about, I'll just say talked about, was how quarterbacks had played too much in college. And, you know, they're not there. They played too much in college. They're too old. Well, I'm going to give you two examples right now that these quarterbacks were deemed too old, and no one's talking about it right now. Not a single person is talking about it. Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr. Last year, those guys were in last year's draft. They're old. They played too much. And now both teams are loving it because they're going to be their franchise quarterbacks. And, you know, you can also, I think you can also say, oh, Kenny Pickett was old. It's a fair argument, right? But these guys played 4 or 5 years in college, and now the word being used is they're mature. And you kind of like to see guys who play a lot more in college and develop more, because now in today's NFL, guys are not developed enough. They're getting thrown in there right away, and they got to be the next C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels. But in reality, it should have, like the Bryce Young thing, he's picked first overall. And that team was, the Panthers were picking ninth overall that year. They should have been picking first with how bad that team was, how bad that roster is. And Bryce Young, oh my God, he's so bad. You got to give quarterbacks 3 years to develop. And they're not giving Anthony Richardson 3 years to develop. They benched Bryce Young, they benched Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson now shown has no promise. And Bryce Young, oh my God, the Panthers are in such a good spot. The Panthers are going to win the NFC South next year. No, they're not. They're $30 million over the cap. With this roster, they're $30 million over the cap. This roster should not be $30 million over the cap. Cut Miles Sanders, please. Who is DJ Wonnum? I watch NFL football every Sunday. It was that Austin Corbett has a void year for $7.7 million. What money has been pushed back for $7.7 million? Oh my gosh. Some of these deals don't make sense. And it's going to be very intriguing, I think. You know, and offseasons I'm going to label very intriguing is LA, Vegas, because Vegas has a lot to do. And apparently Tom Brady is running it right there. Bears got a lot of money. Patriots got a lot of money. Jets now have money. What are they going to do at quarterback? Rams, is this their last year? Steelers, who's going to be the quarterback? I think it should be Justin Fields. Lions, $51 million over the cap. They have to win now. How are they going to do without their coordinators? Packers, the Packers have relied too much off of Jordan Love. Is Jordan Love going to step up and be that guy? Bengals, who are they going to pay? Broncos kind of just chilling. Nobody really talks about the Broncos. I mean, they're in a good spot. They got a good future. They got a very young team. So I'll give them that. Jaguars, what is this new general manager and head coach going to do? Colts, are they going to bring in competition for Anthony Richardson? I'm just kind of going team by team. 49ers. I think they win the division next year. I think we're going to get the roster a lot more youth. They still got a lot of money, and I think if they get rid of that IU contract, I still think John Lynch is going to do an excellent job. I think extending Purdy is the respectful and right thing to do for this franchise. He led them to a Super Bowl, and honestly, they probably should have won a Super Bowl. Javon Hargrave will be cut. That has already been said. It doesn't look like Leonard Floyd will be cut. George Kittle, obviously, and Fred Warner will never be cut at all. A lot of money pushed back, and CMC will be coming back, so I'm not worried about Debo being gone at all. I still think Kyle Shanahan's a great coach. Panthers, overrated. Eagles won the Super Bowl. Congrats. No one cares. Cowboys, I think it's going to be a good team next year. It's going to be youth. Apparently, a lot of their free agents are going to get out of there. Seattle, I think Seattle signs Drew Dahlman. He fits their scheme. When is Seattle going to get over the hump? Like, they have to get over the hump. They've been mediocre. They're one of those teams I put in that Buccaneers category as well, where they're scared of losing, but they're not trying to win the Super Bowl. Like, Geno Smith is not winning the Super Bowl. Like, that's already determined. I think they should draft a two quarterback. They're not going to force a quarterback. think Jackson Dart or Quinn Ewers is a great landing spot to where he will go into Seattle and play well. I think extending Geno Smith makes no sense. Tell him to take a pay cut. Ravens re-sign Ronnie Stanley. They're in a good spot. They just got to get over the hump somehow. Them and the Bills. Buccaneers. Not a lot of money. Got to restructure, and you got to re-sign Chris Godwin somehow. I think Godwin's obviously going to want to stay. Gets hurt a lot. Like, if you think about it, he gets hurt a lot. Falcons. What was I going to say? I was going to say something about Falcons. Oh, Falcons sent all their defensive coaches to the combine, no offensive coaches. This team will be going for James Pierce or Jalen Walker. And no, I'm not saying that's biased because they're on my Madden team. Bills, Chiefs, Browns. Browns in a bad spot. Saints in a bad spot. I think that's all I got. If you listen to, 25 minutes of me talking, I just kind of rambled on there. Just kind of giving my information on what's been out for a while. What I have planned for the future, I'm trying to get a graphic out on Sunday. This episode is going to be posted tomorrow on Wednesday. Thank you to Rush Williams. Follow his account, the FSU Knowles Daily account. If you have not followed our Instagram, at Bach Fantasy Talk, highly recommend you do. Get a graphic out on Sunday. I'm going to do a free agency review after spring break. I'm going to do a couple draft episodes. Draft's going to happen. I'm going to talk about the draft. I'm going to just kind of just disappear for that May and June, kind of work on some more content. Start my fantasy rankings for the next season. I'm going to try to get out top 30 rankings before the fantasy draft. And then I'm also going to try and get out a hype video for the Falcons. That would be awesome if I could get that done. And then just not really like player edits. I'd rather do like fantasy talk. So I'm going to put some fantasy stuff. I'm going to work on a lot of that over the summer. Going to have a lot more time this summer. Going to have a lot more time in the fall to work on that stuff. Really looking forward to what the future has. I think next season of Bach Fantasy Talk is going to be probably one of the best yet with content. We're almost at 250 followers, which is a lot. I mean, I put a lot of time in this, but I truly enjoy it, and I do it for free. So, you know, I hope to get a career in this someday, but I will actually answer questions right now before, because I forgot people ask questions. Darnold, let him walk. Don't re-sign him to Minnesota. I think he should go to Tennessee. That's from Henry Hampton. Same hands, what receiver would you expect the Texans to pursue the most via trade or free agency? You know, they already take Dell's out, so they really don't have it too. They had a lot of good, like, 3, 4, 5 guys. I think bring back Diggs, I think, makes the most sense. And then Nico Collins is a solidified one top 10, top 5 receiver. So I think the Texans will be fine on that. I think they should bring back Diggs, and I think Diggs will want to come back. They got to start winning now, too. The division's not hard at all. Just got to get over the hump, beat the Chiefs. It should have been the Chiefs this year. Gave up too many sacks. They have to address the offensive line in the draft or free agency and also re-sign Stephon Diggs. I think it's the best offseason for them at that point. Kind of went through every team today. Hit on a lot. Talked a lot. This is a long episode. It hasn't been this long in a while. I'll let you go. I'll be back in a couple weeks after free agency has kind of died out. NFL is going to be great next week. We'll be working on some more content. Get that out Sunday. Like always, thank you for listening. I'm your favorite host, Bach. If you know I'm not, follow us on Instagram at Bach Fantasy Talk. I highly recommend you do. And like always, we will see you next time.